Yeah, just on South Sydney and what they need to do next year on the text says South need to sign a halfback with a kicking game. Well, they won't be doing that. Lachlan Ilias will be the halfback and need to sign an NRL standard right winger and prop and back rower and move Arad. I don't know if they haven't got the money to do that. There's not. I don't think South have the money under their cap to be signing and to be spending that much money unless they're moving players, which I haven't heard about. I think it'll be a very similar roster to what went around this year.
So they can't get better, Souths. And I don't think Parramatta can get better. Whatever Parramatta achieve on Sunday night, it may be grand final victory. I don't think they can improve on next year given the personnel they're losing. Let's go to Michelle Bishop. Last sports update of the day. Michelle is at Martin Place. The Fan Fest kicks off today. It is there till Friday. What have you been doing for the last hour, Michelle?
Guys, I've got some breaking news. I've just beaten Josh at O'Carr, the Fox, in the reaction time test. Smashed him by 4.5 seconds. There's a little bit to this story, though. His clock malfunctioned. So it wasn't real. But this is fantastic. Get the kids down here. It's school holidays. It's free. It's across the next 3 days. Big day tomorrow. Midday tomorrow, we'll see both grand final teams, Parramatta and Penrith, be presented. There's so much to do, so many different activations. There's the virtual kicking, as I say, the time testing. We've got the Telstra tracker that tests your speed and agility. Huge for the kids and something free for school holidays. Mums and dads will love it too.
All righty.
Good.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Jamin, the fish salmon, what's news with his defamation case?
Yeah, guys, this was a little bit, I think, disappointing that there's so many stories that we could be talking about in the lead up to the grand final. And yesterday there was a big beeline to obviously get Jamin Salmon. He hadn't spoken. It's been 6 weeks since the incident, the weak gutted dog incident, where Ricky Stewart obviously fired up in that press conference after an incident on the field where Jamin Salmon kicked Tom Starling. Now, we all know there's history between the two. He was fined $25,000, Ricky Stewart, and sat out for a week, probably the longest week of his life. But yesterday, they were like a moth to a flame, the journalists. And we knew what reaction we were going to get. We were obviously, it was a big story. And he hasn't ruled out taking legal action for defamation against Ricky Stewart. In fact, I've got a quote here, and that was, there could be some stuff in the works. I'm still not sure. I can't really comment on anything, and I won't. In all due respects, that was enough for everybody to start the conversation, revisit it again, and hint that it's certainly not over. And I just think, you don't want these kind of weeks to overshadow it. There's so many brilliant storylines with all of those players, and probably one that we actually don't get to know the full extent of with Jamin Salmon himself. And this is the biggest week of his life. It's another magnificent week in the history of the Penrith Panthers. And I just don't want to see this be overshadowed by an incident that happened back in August. That, something may come of it, something might not.
But that is grand final week. Everything's up for grabs in trying to find something to write something. Because grand final week, I know, and I say this as a league lover, it can be quite boring sometimes, like from a news cycle point of view. I mean, you are absolutely scraping the barrel come Thursday for a yarn of any kind, and it helps that the Dally M's are on tonight because we'll be talking about that tomorrow.
It's true. I've got a few that I'd love you guys to look out for during the week, especially with the Penrith Panthers boys. One that I want to mention in particular is Benson Lenu and the way he got involved in rugby league. Would you believe he was over here fresh into the country as about an 8 or 9 year old? He went to Minchinbury Maccas for a McHappy meal, and he walked out as a registered player for the Minchinbury Jets, and that's how his whole career started. Some of the other boys will tell you that he actually was only there for the Maccas, and he still goes there, Big Macs, and he's not too crash hot with the diet. But I just think it's a lovely story. That's how his NRL career started. Never played football, never had anything to do with it. Went to a registration day that was being held at Minchinbury Maccas and walked out with a rego and a McCaffrey meal.
Yeah, that's a good yarn. That is a good yarn.
All right, Michelle, you've had a good morning and you're going to have a good day. You're not going home. In fact, you'll be at the Fan Fest for 3 straight days. Is that your plan? You're just going to
and I'm
going to
squeeze the Dally M's in the middle, guys.
All right. Have a great night then. Dally M's on
See
the
you,
spot.
Michelle.
Brandy will be there as well. I've got to finish the show. Someone said for your nail-it moment, the cow that had the AFL Grand Final medal absolutely nailed it. Now, I got across this
Can
story.
Can you explain
Jeremy
that?
Cameron. Well, we've got some audio. We'll play it for you in a moment. He actually gave his Grand Final medal, put it around the head of a cow, or gave it to a cow, and the cow ran off. But we've got exclusive audio to play in just a moment. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.